May the words of my mouth and meditations in our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. Welcome to Good Shepherd Sunday. In John's Gospel reading today, Jesus is providing us with much more than a metaphorical example of being the Good Shepherd. He is harking back to an Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, where God tells the people that he is the shepherd who will tend them. So it is that we have Jesus identifying himself with God in a somewhat less obvious manner than he does elsewhere in the readings. He also speaks of the hired hand and compares the relationship of both the hired hand and the shepherd to the flock. He tells us the hired hand will not stay and deal with the wolf, but will rather run away, as opposed to the shepherd who will defend his flock. In the 1990s, many corporations felt that it was beneficial to conduct employee opinion surveys. This accomplished two things in my view. First, it at least gave the impression that the company cared about what the employees thought about the organization that employed them. And secondly, for those companies that did this sincerely, it provided actionable feedback from the staff. At the hospital where I worked, we performed our first serious survey in 1994. We contracted with a company to conduct a survey, and to our facility's credit, we acted on some of what we discovered in the survey. Now, what you have to understand is this. Most of those actions were based on task groups made up of employees that were formed to address the actual issues. So, in essence, by completing the survey, employees were actually creating more work for themselves. I will never forget one question that was on the first survey. They wanted to know the most effective and trusted communication tool that the hospital used. The choices provided, well, I don't remember exactly what they were, but there were something like informational meetings, employee newspaper, dialogue with management. There may have been a couple of others. But the last one was the grapevine. The grapevine was named the most effective and trusted form of communication by employees participating in the survey. It actually made sense, because on the patio outside the cafeteria there at the hospital was a smoking table. Employees would gather there over breaks or lunch, and they would discuss what was going on while they puffed on their cigarettes. It was a great place to learn to lay a skull. The surveys have continued on a biannual basis. And as we enter the 21st century, we notice that communication problems seem to be an issue in more and more of the surveys. To me, there was an easy explanation for this. In an effort to improve employee health, the organization had removed the smoking table, thus taking away the best communication tool that we had. But now, in the 21st century, measuring employee satisfaction isn't enough. Companies want something more than just satisfied employees. Today, corporations want employees who are not only satisfied, but are also engaged. The idea of an engaged employee is one who is not only satisfied with his job, but one who also overtly supports the mission, vision, and values of the organization. They want an employee who isn't necessarily concerned with watching the clock for the next break or the time to clock out. They want employees who will be present to support the company off the clock for community service and will dedicate resources to entities that the company supports. The premise is that an engaged employee will outperform a merely satisfied employee, assuming all else is equal. I think we can make a correlation to that with the Good Shepherd. I think that is exactly what Jesus is getting to when he compares the shepherd to the hired hand. The hired hand may be satisfied, but is more than likely not engaged. So it begs the question, as individuals, are we satisfied Christians or are we engaged Christians? Do we go through the motions of being dedicated to the teachings of a Nazarene carpenter in hopes of something in the hereafter? Do we come to church because it's what we need to do to acquire something or because it looks appropriate? Or are we engaged? Do we seek out ways to make the here and now better? Do we worship not just because it's the right thing to do, but also so that we may be fed, to re-energize our human condition so that when we go out into the world, we can truly rejoice and recognize the power of the Spirit working actively and visibly in the here and now. We don't need a survey to answer these questions. The answers are evident to those we interact with on a daily basis. As the psalm says, they will know that we're Christians by our love.